This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello, this is Lily Gorin with the New Books Network, the New Books and Political Science podcast. Today, I'm leading our end of 2019 wrap up, and I'm joined by Heath Brown and new podcaster Susan LaBelle. We're going to talk about some of our favorite interviews and books from this past year and think about what we are looking forward to in terms of books in the coming year. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some transitions here at the New Books in Political Science podcast. First, I'd like to have Susan and Heath say hello.
Hello. Nice to see you today, Lily.
Yeah, Lily, I'm so excited for this. Our initial idea to do this as a best of the decade was not a good idea because that would have meant for like a 5-hour podcast. This best of 2019, I think, was a super idea. And I'm so excited to talk about the books that I enjoyed last year and the ones that I'm excited for this coming year.
And I'm excited to talk about all of these things, especially with my two co-hosts today, Susan and Heath. So I'm going to start by asking Heath to talk a little bit about the book that he enjoyed the most or a lot or had a great time with the interview this past year.
So there were so many books that I enjoyed in 2019, including, but not limited to, Alex Hertel Fernandez's book, State Capture. I loved that book, enjoyed talking to him about it. I really enjoyed Brian Jones's co-authored book that we talked to Brian, I believe it was over the summer. Sally Nuama's book was another one that I enjoyed so much. But the book that I chose to talk about today, very briefly, is Naomi Carter's book, American While Black, African Americans, Immigration and the Limits of Citizenship. Niambi's book was published by Oxford University Press in 2019. And I had so much fun reading the book, but even more fun talking to Niambi about the book. We had this great conversation in the lead up to the APSA meeting. She talked about her scholarship, which tries to kind of turn on its head what we think about the attitudes, especially of African Americans, about something as important as immigration and citizenship. And the things that one can take away from that book are just fantastic. I loved the book, really enjoyed it, made me rethink some real important things about study of African American politics, the study of immigration, and so forth. As important as the book was the conversation we had after that about where to go out and eat in Washington, D.C. Niambi's at Howard University. The American Political Science Association meeting was in Washington, D.C. this past year. And she shared such amazing recommendations for food and coffee and other things in the district, having lived in the district. I didn't know even half of the recommendations that she made. It made the visit to D.C. for the conference even better than I thought it was going to be because of these great recommendations that she made. And so if anyone's going to D.C., go back and listen to that podcast because these recommendations still stand today. And so that was the book. We talked in August, and I loved the book and couldn't recommend it more. Again, the title is American While Black, published by Oxford University Press in 2019 by Naomi Carter. So that's the book that I wanted to most recommend this year.
And that highlights also the hashtag political science cooks, political science bakes, and political science eats, just for those of you following along on Twitter at home. Susan, what was your favorite podcast? You haven't done an interview yet, but what was one of the favorite podcasts that you had listening to in terms of new books in political science?
It's very hard to decide on one, so I'm going to do two. One was the interview with Peter Josephson and Ward Holder on their book about Reinhard Niebuhr on Christian realism and democracy. And the reason was because I would never read that book. It's not a subject in political science that I find myself particularly drawn to or have much experience with, but I thought the conversation with the three of you pulled me in and made me understand the relationship between what Niebuhr was doing earlier and what's happening in the United States today in terms of religion. The other book that I really enjoyed the conversation about was Michael Romano and Todd Curry's Creating the Law, which is about the importance of state Supreme Court opinions. And there, what I found striking was we are in this conversation nationally about the rule of law. We tend to focus on the federal courts. We tend to focus particularly and fetishize the Supreme Court. What I thought was interesting about what Michael and Todd were doing was to look at what happens at the state level and the relationship between how we appoint or elect judges and what they end up saying in their opinions, and the fact that somebody who is elected and has to worry about being replaced might well make their appeals very, very differently to somebody who is appointed for life. I found the entire conversation, particularly the relationship between the methodology and how they went about reading these opinions differently and coding them differently than they had in the past, terrific. And it reminded me that I had seen an early version of their work at a conference. So those were two that were particularly memorable. There's others that I could name, but I just really always appreciate new books because it makes me read, quote unquote, something I would not have necessarily read in addition to the things that I would absolutely pick up because of my own disciplinary interests.
And I'm going to throw in my sort of thumbs up for a couple of books. One of the ones that I recently did an interview with on Stay Woke, A People's Guide to Making All Black Lives Matter. And this was published by NYU with authors Tahami Lopez Baryasi and Candace Watt Smith. And this is a really interesting book in terms of both kind of a textbook as well as providing some amazing history with regard to our understanding of the United States as a country. But the book that I'm going to throw in here as one of my most enjoyable reads and interviews is Strangers in a Strange State: The Politics of Carpetbagging, from Robert Kennedy to Scott Brown, by Chris Galdieri. And this was published by SUNY University Press in 2019. And carpetbagging is something that we all kind of know a little bit about as political scientists. Chris made this an amazing read. It was quite literally a page turner in terms of an academic book that you want to keep reading because you want to know what happens next. Even though most of us have some idea about what's going to happen next, but Chris wrote a kind of propulsive book about carpetbagging, and it helps also understand kind of representative government, which is really what he's getting at in terms of the democratic framework and understanding carpetbagging. I really enjoyed reading through that book and then talking to him about it this past year. So those are two of my picks. But I also wanted to ask each of you about what you're looking forward to in the coming year in terms of books to read and also interview authors about. And Heath, I'm going to start with you again.
Yeah. And those are great recommendations that you made from 2019. Candace is a podcast legend on the New Books in Political Science podcast, and her latest book is excellent. So I couldn't agree with that more. So I'm looking forward to a bunch of things for next year. I'll talk a little bit about one of them, but Davin Phoenix's book, which will be coming up soon, is one that I'm very much looking forward to. Zoltan Hajnal's book that we actually had on earlier, but isn't coming out until 2020, is another one. But the book that I'm most excited about for 2020 is Leah Stokes' book. The title, at least now, probably will end up being the final title, is Short-Circuiting Policy Interest Groups in the Battle Over Clean Energy and Climate Policy in American States. This is an American, an Oxford University Press book. This is a book that I am just really, really interested in. Leah's work on climate policy in general, and specifically the role that all of the different interest groups have played in shaping this emerging policy area, I think is one that's going to be incredibly timely. I think that it's going to be one that scholars and activists and policymakers will have to read to better understand where we are now and as importantly, where we're headed in the future. And so it's Leah Stokes' book, Short-Circuiting Policy, that I am most excited for 2020.
Susan, what about you?
Well, I had Leah Stokes' book down, so I guess I won't give that one, but I'll put in a firm second for thinking that this really is a book that is important for the moment in political science, and Leah writes really well, so I'm really looking forward to that book. One that sort of complements it is Matt O'Mildenberger's Carbon Captured, How Business and Labor Control Climate Politics, and that's a 2020 MIT Press that will be coming out. I've scheduled Matt to speak with, and very much looking forward to the conversation because I think that this is a moment in which we are focused on climate change, but we are perhaps need to unpack the political forces that make it so difficult to address climate change rather than to just discover it and talk about it. The podcast that I'm most excited about in January is one on a book that came out last year, Joseph Blocker and Daryl Miller's Positive Second Amendment, Cambridge University Press. These are two lawyers who have worked hard to understand the Second Amendment and how it maps onto culture, politics, and law. And of all the people who write on the Second Amendment, I think they've done the best to meet the challenge of trying to unpack things in a way that both sides can hear from. They have a particular side, but one of the things that's clear about Second Amendment literature is that it generally comes from a very partisan place and therefore doesn't really have the kind of value in terms of scholarship or politics as it might. So I'm looking forward to both of those.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
And I've got two picks. The first one is The Wollstonecraftian Mind. This is a gorgeous book published by Routledge in 2019. It just came out and it's edited by Sandrine Berges, Elaine Hunt Boding, and Alan Coffey. This is a podcast that I will be recording in January across, I think, about 13 different time zones. And it's a fascinating analysis of Wollstonecraft's work, her impact, other interlocutors with whom she interacted and had dialogue with, as well as, you know, sort of positioning and understanding Mary Wollstonecraft as a theorist, as a political philosopher, as a philosopher. So I'm really looking forward to recording the sort of an understanding of who she was and her work with these three editors of this very extensive study of Mary Wollstonecraft and her thought. And the other book that I'm looking forward to once I get a hold of it is by a certain Heath Brown. Can you tell us a little bit about your book, Heath?
Oh, that's so great. What a, I'm flattered. And I'm so excited, to have a book coming out in, we hope in September of 2020. The tentative title is, Parallel Politics, the not tentative, the very real publisher is going to be Columbia University Press. And the book is looking sort of broadly at how choices are made and when citizens are given choices by policymakers, what happens next? I look specifically at the case of school choice and have done over the last couple of years extensive interviews, data collection around two different policy areas and do some comparisons between the homeschooling world and the charter school world The book is in its final stages and hopefully will be out for the fall. And I'm incredibly excited about it and so excited to come on to be interviewed about the book when it comes out. And so that's it. So that's something that I am also very excited for 2020.
And I look forward to having the chance to interview about it probably after the APSA, it sounds like. So we'll have to plan our fall schedules accordingly.
That's right. There's nothing else happening in fall 2020. So clear your schedules.
Exactly. Don't
all
elections,
we'll be doing is doing podcasts in the fall of 2020.
Exactly. But I also wanted to welcome onto the podcast Susan LaBelle and have her tell us a little bit about herself. She's going to be joining our stable of hosts. And she is a colleague in political theory and in American politics. And she is going to start podcasting for the New Books in Political Science podcast. So, Susan, talk a little bit about who you are.
Well, I am thrilled and a little bit terrified to be joining New Books in Political Science. As you've said, I tend to be fairly interdisciplinary. And one of the things that I've appreciated about the podcast is how sociologists, historians all play a role in telling us something about politics. So in my own scholarship, I tend to combine political theory, American politics, and public law to address issues that are both theoretically relevant, but also politically present and important. Right now, I'm writing a book on the Second Amendment. My previous book was about creationism and intelligent design and the relationship between the fight over them in the public schools and liberal citizenship, American citizenship. I've worked in politics long ago for the first Governor Cuomo, and I always try to be conscious of some of the lessons I learned there, of how it is that you can speak to multiple audiences about work that may be very, very detailed. I'm a fan of the podcast because I think that translating this kind of academic scholarship to a broad and diverse audience is incredibly important. It's not just a literature review for political scientists, but also something that all people can access and think about. So I'm very happy to be here and looking forward to the first interviews.
And we're glad to have you. And Susan is coming on because, sadly, Heath is departing. Heath, can you tell us a little bit about the project that you're going to be moving into?
I would be glad to. Departing would suggest that I'm not going to be a regular and enthusiastic listener of the podcast that you, Lily, and Susan, you'll be doing. The chance to do this for the last couple of years, to record and have people listen to hundreds of podcasts now, has been absolutely thrilling. But it's time to move on to a new project, and the chance to hand things over to you two makes me so confident that things are going to go so well, and we'll continue to hear about these great books. The new project is also a podcast project. And so soon, in 2020, I'll be launching a limited series podcast project under the working title Co-Authored. And the project is going to be focused on the big co-authored research projects in political science over the last couple of decades. And I've been working on it. Some people know little bits and pieces of it, but the idea is to use this great medium that Lily, you and I have talked about and have now written about together as a way to reflect on what collaboration, what teamwork, how teams of researchers work well together. The podcasts so far have been funny, have been touching, and I can't wait to have everybody listen to them in the future. And so this will be something that I'll be sharing widely, and maybe I'll come back at some point and we can talk about that project when it's all out. And so that's another thing that I'm looking forward to in 2020 on top of the book, and very bittersweetly will not be doing the New Books in Political Science podcast as regularly as I have in the past. But anytime there's an invitation to come on as a guest host, or as somebody being interviewed, I will do it in a second. So count that as an invitation for the future.
And I definitely appreciate that. I know both Susan and I appreciate that as well. So with that, I think we are wrapping up 2019, and we look forward to talking about a whole bunch of new books and projects in 2020. Thanks for listening to the New Books in Political Science podcast.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.